Welcome back to the Zone. Bottom of the first hour. Thanks for joining us. 501-433-1037. Get in with us. Your thoughts, comments, questions. Love to hear them. Love to have them. Especially game ball jockstraps on Monday.
Unless they're stupid. Keep it to yourself.
You know, it is a beautiful day here, Justin. I guess typically people will call in with the jockstraps, just don't have them today. I don't blame them.
It is beautiful. It was a pleasant weekend overall weather-wise. And, yeah, people are in a good mood, man.
So what time did you get into New Orleans? Yesterday, I assume.
I got here about 12:30 or 1 yesterday and then went to lunch at Acme. Or not at Acme, at Drago's and had some oysters. And then went to the Pelicans game. They played at 5, which is awesome. I'm in favor of more 5 o'clock ball games, by the way. And then went to dinner at a place called the Palace Cafe, which is right on Canal. Really good place. So
wow, you packed
it was good.
Basically already a weekend into a half a day. Very proud of your efficiency. Well done, sir.
Got on the road at 6:30. Did the I knocked out four things. I had four things on Saturday. I had the Oakland Race Day Show, which I got at a game ball for Oakland in a minute. Then I went to the Arkansas Big Buck Classic, game ball to them. Tommy Merkerson, as always, a big home run. I don't know if you saw the guy that won. There were some big, big racks this year, and he was the biggest of them all by far. And it was a great story how he had seen this deer on his this buck on his cameras. I guess he's got cameras set up around his hunting property, and he'd sort of been stalking it for a while. And finally, he said it showed up one day, and he kind of got nervous, as I'm sure you would if you've been kind of keeping an eye out for a buck. And anyway, there's a great story about it in the Democrat Gazette today, so I read that. And anyway, so big buck, and then I went to UCA. They hosted Nickel State. I predicted that they would get their first victory of the season. They were tied at the half at 32, and they came up short again. But
yeah,
you know what?
I saw that.
New day today. Got another shot at it today against a New Orleans team that has not had exactly a great season either, so who knows? They are on one-day rest, though, and they had to travel on that day, so we'll see. They're going to be challenged to get a victory on the road, certainly, without a doubt. But and then wrapped it up with the Flynn and Dover wedding. At North Hills. So that was a beautiful full day on Saturday, and then got up early Sunday and rolled down here, man. So it was a crazy weekend for sure.
Well, I can't believe UCA couldn't pull it off despite Sammy Muncy's sneaker game. His white kicks.
He had the cleanest, most icy white Adidas I've ever seen. They're beautiful. Let's get Jerry in here, Pat, and then we can do some game balls and jock straps if you're cool with that.
Yeah. Jerry. Oh, hang on. I got him. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. You got me? Okay, you got me. Hey, comments on the basketball team. I'm not a Coach Mike Anderson fan at all. I think Shabon made a mistake by extending his contract because I think it's going to cost the university money before it's over with. But my big deal to say, you know, they played pretty bad Saturday. I hope everybody realizes that. And, you know, hey, the reason they played bad was dadgum ugly uniforms. Am I the only one that don't like those?
The anthracite gray?
Yeah. I mean, doggone, our colors are red and white. You know, you play in ugly gray, you play bad.
If you call between 6 and 10, for sure you'll get a lot of support on that sentiment.
Between 6 and 10. Okay. No, but
Thomas Smith
will
be on board.
Mike Anderson, you know, and the Mike, Pat, you may be, correct me if I'm wrong. I played basketball about 50 years ago.
Okay.
Big man, like Bobby.
Yeah.
Why does he go out among the three-point range, shoot a three-pointer when he should be under the basket? Why does he allow his man to pull him out to the three-point line instead of staying under the basket on defense? Am I wrong thinking that big man's supposed to be under that basket and protecting the rim? I mean, kind of Corliss did, I think.
Sure.
But what's wrong with Bobby? And I kind of blame that on the coach, too.
Well, the difference is this, and you're right. Typically in years past, decades past, and, you know, Corliss was a 6'7" man-child that dominated the paint. And Bobby Portis, growing up, Bobby, from 6th, 7th, 8th grade, 9th grade, I can remember seeing him in 8th and 9th grade watching him play. He's always been a player that's been more comfortable around the perimeter. So it didn't just start when he got to the University of Arkansas campus. the style of player that he is has always been comfortable around the perimeter, much like a guy like we saw Hunter Mickelson. It's happens a lot more these days, okay? And you can point to maybe who their NBA superstar heroes are. Everybody's handling the ball. Kevin Durant is a 6'11" guy that is more comfortable around the perimeter. So Bobby's game has always been more comfortable around the perimeter, facing the basket. Now, Coach Anderson and his staff has done a great job, I think, of teaching him, getting him stronger, and continually encouraging him, you're going to make a bunch of money if you add that around the basket game. So Coach Anderson and his staff has actually been helping him get closer to the basket in the back-to-the-basket game because his natural want is to be a perimeter player. It's just the times have changed with big men these days. I mean, heck, we used to have, everybody knows it's been a typical back-to-the-basket center on most teams. You don't really get that quite often, even at 6'10", 6'11", guys. Times are changing, Jerry. I'm sorry, man.
I don't particularly care for him anyway. Watch the big man, LeBron James. But I was watching him a little bit yesterday, and he was dribbling the floor.
Yep.
I just can't take it. That's not the old-time basketball I remember.
Hey, I don't like it when these guys pound the ball on the floor either. I'm with you. I just, I know that it's the way things are changing, and you can do both. Bobby Portis can be effective behind the three-point line, back to the basket. He's that good that he can get it done.
Well, now,
Jerry, appreciate the call.
Think about three-pointers. He's only about 30%.
Is that what he's shooting?
We don't need him.
Yeah.
He
didn't shoot
game,
a
though.
Bunch of threes, though. I think we can all agree. He shoots some jump shots, but not a bunch of threes.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, buddy.
In uniforms, though.
Thank
Get
you.
Rid of them.
All right, I'll.
All right, Jerry.
I think we'll always be split on uniforms. What do you think?
Probably so. If he's old school, I mean, I understand, and there's certainly a valid point to be made with that. I understand people's perspective on that. I don't particularly like the basketball version of the anthracite. I do kind of like the football ones. I will admit it. There's no right or wrong answer. I don't think necessarily, but I certainly can.
See, and that's a perfect example. I'm more on inclined to like the solid anthracite gray that the basketball team has versus almost the anthracite gray that has colors that mesh into each other. I don't know. So there you
go. They get some red and white in there. Yeah. Either way, it doesn't matter. I don't think it necessarily. If the kids like them, they probably play fine in them. I mean, I know when you look good, you feel good, and you sometimes will play good because of that. But, here's some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Lynn in Sherwood says, to me, the anthracite gray uniforms look like cold weather underwear. And Hart Mann says, how the hell does a jersey color, how can that be the reason we played bad? I mean, you know, I don't know that there's probably too much of that. But at the end of the day, they won, so I don't really care that much. Chris has a game ball, Chris in Jacksonville, to Desmond Lewis. Two great catches at the Senior Bowl. He had three overall. He led the South in receptions and receiving yards. So
boy.
Desmond Lewis, who we visited with. Yeah, a little zone karma for Desmond Lewis, huh?
Good for him.
Yeah, we talked to him the other day, and I do also want to give a game ball to Martrell Spate, who led the South with five tackles. Now, the South did lose 34-13, but those guys did their part. I don't have a lot of jock straps either, Pat. I got to give a game ball to Ramon Vasquez. Five wins. He is a jockey. Five victories on Sunday at Oaklawn. Five. Think about that.
Five.
That's a good month for most people.
Yeah, it is.
That's amazing. What a deal, huh? Five victories in one day. That's incredible. I think the record is six, and he had a good look at a sixth win as well. But, man, what a day for him. So congratulations. What do you got?
Just, I guess, a couple of game balls. I think we have some sound of Coach K and his 1,000th win. Absolutely just insane. Tough to even put your mind around the fact that he's been coaching for that long and just mind-boggling type stuff. Well, and he's only getting better.
We talked about it.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, we knew he was bearing down on 1,000. We talked about it the other day. I guess it was last year maybe. You think about it. If he averaged 25 wins a year, it would take him how many years to get 1,000?
Too much math.
And luckily, he's had some 30-win seasons. I mean,
sure.
I mean, it would take, what, 40 years?
Yeah.
40 years at 25 wins?
What's amazing to me, too, though, is he, at this age, is still able to relate. And he's got the best player in America right now, and that Okafor kid, and he's just an absolute beast monster. So he's still able to recruit like the number one guy in the country. And he's going to be a one and done and send him on his way. So I just hope I got that kind of energy when I'm his age. And the remarkable thing about, we talked about all these streaks, whether it's Cal Ripken's streak of most play, all these most play, the amazing thing is the health and the ability to maintain and get up every single day and do what you got to do. That's what amazes me, the drive that these guys have. It's big time. And, of course, dude, you want to play some of it or what? No?
Yeah, let's hear him. I want to hear from him. Yeah. Can we?
Absolutely, buddy. I'll pull it up now because the I do have a couple of jock straps, but they can hold off and a couple more game balls. Here's Coach K talking a little bit about him being lucky, and I love it. He understands the game.
I'm the lucky guy. I've been at two great institutions, West Point and Duke, and I've had unbelievable support. I never had a day in 40 years where I worried about my back with my AD, superintendent, or president, and not many people can say that. I've been lucky to have health and be in that good place, two great places. So there'll be others who will win more, and it's kind of neat to be the first one to 1,000.
Just, you know who might have had a shot at it if he stayed in college was Brad Stevens. He got a start at a young age and had a bunch of wins early with Butler. Not anymore.
He still needs, he will. He needs 98 more wins to catch Pat Summitt for the most victories of any Division I coach. And I don't know if that's likely or what. I don't know how much longer he'll want to coach. But, I mean, the way he does it, I mean, that's going to take, like, you know, three seasons, maybe a little bit more than that. But
3.5. Yeah, the way he's going,
that's a pretty incredible number.
Yeah, certainly is, man.
I got a couple more game balls. I know you got some jock straps. I do want to hear from Richard Sherman. I don't know if this is a game ball or jock strap or not, because I've not heard this clip in context, but I want to play a little bit of his interview from yesterday as well. So let's get to some of that.
All right, buddy. After the break.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it, baby.